Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in, this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Episode 169. Welcome to the Friday Blitz.
The Success Sensei, Friday Blitz coming at ya.
Do you want to be right or do you want to be better? We all know people who lead with their ego. Far too many of them are out there who don't listen, who offer advice when you're not asking for any advice. They give you their opinion, but of course they reject any advice that came their way. They're self-proclaimed experts in every field. The type of person that goes to an expert and then instead of listening to that expert, lectures them about their own expertise. And there, as I said, there's so many of these people that lead with their ego. So basically they talk and they don't listen. They teach. Loads of them love to teach without actually having the proper knowledge. Now, the reason why they teach is not to help others. It's to massage their ego. They're looking for recognition. You know what you know. So learn what other people know. Because there's no point in you constantly talking about what you know. You're not going to learn from it. Learn what other people know. Everybody is an expert at something. So, and something that you could learn from. So find out what that is and learn from it. Talking isn't listening. I'm sure you've gotten the lecture when you were small that you have two ears and one mouth and listen twice as much as you talk. Well, that's actually founded in truth. Shouting for notice, posturing, any of the boastful kind of tactics that are displayed or used and employed on social media won't work in face-to-face in real life. In fact, if you carried on the way you did on social media, you probably will get a punch straight in the nose. So good salespeople listen to customers' problems first, and then they offer an educated solution. And I say educated, and they are educated because they listened to the customers first. They found out what their needs and their wants were, and then they were able to deliver a tailored advice and truthful advice, not you know, manipulative communication, but truthful communication, which makes the sale a hell of a lot easier, which opens the relationship for future sales. Some people are too proud to ask for information or for help or for advice, or they're too egotistical to listen, or you know, they got too little attention as a child. If you got too little attention as a child, which is quite a few people out there, don't let it negatively affect your adult relationships. Catch yourself, break the cycle. You have to deal with it sooner or later. Cling to those people who have more knowledge and experience than you. As I said, I urge you not to try to do it in a manipulative way. Be upfront that you respect them, that you crave the knowledge that you have, that you would love to learn from them, that you respect them, that it's not just, you know, a selfish want, that you're going to use the information for more than just yourself, and that you'll be happy when you're in that position to help other people. You'll be happy to do the same and to pay it forward. So that's a cycle basically continues. And remember, ask the right questions. Don't be asking the wrong questions. The wrong questions are ones that are you know, just leading with your ego. Who? Imagine asking a business person, please give me the name of your supplier. Please let me know how much you're buying the stuff at and how much you're selling the stuff at. No decent business person is going to give you advice like that. That's ego-based questioning. They're the wrong questions to ask. Instead, ask them how they managed to get to where they're at. You know, how did they build up their business to being? You understand exactly what I'm talking about. All of us have all of this information already in us. That the whole purpose of the Success Sensei podcast is not to talk down to you at all, because I'm very much listening to my own advice, but it's to bring out what we already know. We already know this stuff, so sometimes we just need to be reminded of it or reaffirmed that we are on the right path, that we do actually know this kind of stuff. So when you're in a position to be someone else's mentor or advisor, if they come to you and they're as worthy as you were of going to someone else for information and learning, then by all means. So don't Don't try to be right all the time. Don't try to win all the time. Don't try to win all the airtime, because that's actually not furthering your brain, furthering your growth, and furthering your information. And it's basically, it's not getting you any better, which is ultimately all of us want to keep growing. That's when we feel most alive, is when we feel, you know what, I have developed. I'm not the same person I was a year ago. I'm not the same person I was 5 years ago, 10 years ago. I'm not the same person I was when I was a child. Hopefully, I'm not carrying on the same way. And in your, whether you're in your teens, your 20s, your 30s, your 40s, your 50s, do I have to keep going for my listenership base? My 60s, my 70s, my 80s, my 90s, any 90-year-olds listening to me out there, you want to know that you've constantly grown. And the only way to do that is not by trying to force your views and your advice onto people who aren't interested. It's definitely to figure out all the many ways that people have expertise in the areas that you could definitely learn from and develop from. I hope that helps you. I hope it gives you a little bit of a different mindset. Thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.